You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to episode 20 of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. In this episode, I want to share with you the top three questions I get asked as a business coach and launch strategist. So these are, I get asked a lot of questions, but these are top three that I've been asked a lot lately that I wanted to talk about. So let's dive in. This is for you if you are a course creator, a coach, consultant, service-based entrepreneur, etc. If you want to get into curriculum-based programs, whether it's a course or a group program, this, or even a membership, this episode is definitely for you. So we're going to take this from the position of the sales and marketing here, not necessarily the creation of the program per se. These questions are around the marketing. So the first question I always get, have been getting is, are webinars dead? Because I am not getting the number of attendees that I used to. And the answer is webinars are not dead. They are actually essential and really good to the growth of your business. It's not that people don't want to go or attend webinars or watch them, is that they are a lot savvier and don't want to sit through 30 minutes of you sharing your story. Okay. So webinars are not dead. Attendance rates are not dying. It's not happening because people don't want to watch your training. It's because I realize from the data that like I've seen where my clients do webinars and we've looked at, I like surveys, okay? I'm just a survey person. I like data. And at the end of launches, I always have clients ask few questions, especially when they are, and the three questions that I have them ask are always one about the lead generation process. So if they had a webinar, they might ask the question around that. The other question is about the offer itself in terms of why the person didn't take action and purchase. And another question is something that's related to data that they want to collect for future launches in terms of their content that they can use in the future. So those are three areas. It don't have to be three questions, but three areas we want to focus on. And usually, especially with those who are utilizing webinars to launch their offers, what they tend to realize what people answer is, I work with a lot of clients who already have their systems in place. They've already been doing webinars and stuff like that. And some people don't listen to me. And I had one client where quite a few survey responses were like, and the people weren't asking like, give me all your step-by-step strategy. It was more so like they were listening in the webinar and this client was using a system so they can tell like when people dropped off in the call. And she had a few surveys and one was like a majority of people dropped off at a certain point in the call in the webinar. And it ended up that people just didn't want to sit through that long before they got to the next step. It was like, there was so much story, which, you know, when I tell people like, hey, let's adjust this, some people listen and some people are like, nah, this has been working. It's like, okay, cool. So she had a lot of people sign up and she had a lot of people show up, but a lot of people didn't stay because one of their biggest takeaways from that survey was that they just could not sit through that long of a story. And so webinars aren't dead. Attendance rates could definitely go up. There are different strategies that you can use to make sure that happens. Some more advanced strategies. I'm just going to just drop a few here, but it's not just the email follow-ups that say, hey, we're live or we're about to go live, but some retargeting ads can be helpful. All these factors can play a role in the attendance of the webinars. You don't need to bribe people to show up, but also be cognizant of people's time. The old method of webinars is like, let's have people sit through a 60, 90 minute presentation. And in hopes that we tell enough story that they would, you know, be ready to make that buying decision. The way I look at webinars or any kind of launch event that you have for your business or your offer, your course or program, whether it is a challenge, a webinar, a live stream series, a private podcast, is that that event is not where they're making that buying decision. And that's where people get it wrong. People often think like, oh, my webinar, so-and-so did a webinar and everybody listened and they bought. Now they're making $1 million. that could be true for those people because they have the audience, the capital for those ads and all those things. But for most of us, and what should be happening in general, no matter how big your audience is and what big budget you have, is that you should be priming your audience way before that webinar. From the moment that they meet you, your job with your content is to leverage your content to have that conversation that helps them make a buying decision way before you start selling to them in a webinar or any other avenue. Because your job is not just to hold the attention with all the things you have in your content. Your job is to get them to see not just you as the expert, but the value of getting to the other side, to help them identify what the symptoms are, to help them get clear on what their desires are, and to help them make a decision that, yes, they want the solution to this problem that they're having, right? It's never about a should they buy from me or not. Obviously, we want everybody that is a good fit for our offer to buy from us, but really, it's really about your content should be serving as a platter to say, here's a little taste of what it looks like so that you can make a decision. Do you want this end result or not, right? Because when they take that action to join your list, sign up for your emails, watch a webinar, they're more educated on the fact that this cannot continue. The problem they're having cannot continue to happen, and they must make a decision on whether or not they want that, right? Because the best people for your offer are the people who are actively seeking the solution to that offer. It's not just anyone with the problem. I will say this over and over again because I want this to be known. Every single person on this planet can have the same exact problem that you solve, and they can have the same desire that, you know, they all can have the same exact desire, but everyone is meeting you at different points of their journey, having a different vision of what everything looks like for them and a different experience. And you have to be able to like really reach that person in a way that makes them feel seen, right? And that comes with you getting clear on that symptoms of the problem, like not just the problem, symptoms that they're having, articulate that to them, help them see why solving it is important. And of course, help them see what the next step looks like, right? Another thing that I think people fail to realize is educating your audience upfront about how you can help them is equally as important as the free value that you're giving. So the lessons you're teaching in your content, the lessons you're teaching in your webinar, all that matters. But if they don't know, and people know that you're selling something, but if they don't know that something's coming up and there's not that clarity around it, it's also like now they have to sit in the 60-minute presentation, try to decide whether or not they're ready to invest $3,000 with you. And it's like, oh, I was prepared to be sold to, but I don't know much about the program. So educating your people about your offer is equally as important as educating them around, you know, the problem, how you can solve it, the how-tos, all those things matter. It's like a ecosystem is what I'm trying to get at, okay? So one, our webinar is dead. The answer is no. We just have to get better at doing that pre-work before people get into these sales processes with us so that they can be better educated to make that buying decision. Because your sales event, your webinar, your challenge, your live stream, it does not exist in a vacuum. So you can't expect people, gone are the days of people just sitting there and be like, oh yeah, this sounds great. Let me just swipe my card. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. Please be clear. People buy things every day. What I am saying is if you want things to be a lot simpler when it comes to your sales, if you want people to show up and sit and participate, if you want people to be more open to taking that action quicker, you can't just rely on the webinar, okay? So that's number one. People are still attending them. They're still saying, you got to do that pre-work to prime your audience. And you also have to make sure that you're not giving them a 30-minute story about your life journey because it doesn't always work and people have other things to do, all right? Second question I always get is, I've been getting lately, is how can I use social media to drive sales for my course or program? And that is an excellent question. It goes back to the priming. So the first thing I would say is as someone whose energy gets depleted quickly, you got to choose, first of all, look at the data. We're going to go back to data a lot in this podcast because I don't ever give advice that's like all fluffy, but I also want you to know like, sometimes we can make decisions based on what our intuition tells us, but truly, we want to have more sustainable success. We got to look at what's actually working. So look at the data of what platform is actually benefiting your business right now. So maybe you are on three different platforms and they're all popping in a way, but there's one that actually provides you actual leads actual conversations toward the next step, that's growing your list, that's making you money, like that's the one that you got to look at. And it may not be a direct, you know, click to your link in bio and buy. It could be they join a list, they get a few emails, they join a webinar and then they buy, or they join the email list and they read a few emails and then they buy, or maybe click to the link and buy. The point is that particular platform is, you got to decide on what that platform looks like, right? And if you have maybe three platforms you're working with and none of them are doing that, then you have to evaluate where are my people truly hanging out and making a decision to leverage that particular platform a lot more than you would any others, right? And so one, look at the data, right? Two, based on that data, make that decision on where you want to focus your energy. So essentially what you would do is, let's say your signature marketing platform is actually LinkedIn, right? You look at the data, you're like, oh no, LinkedIn is where I'm getting all the coins. So we're going to focus our strategy on how do we create content in LinkedIn that's going to allow us to grow our communities. From what I've been learning about LinkedIn is that people don't usually click to buy on LinkedIn a lot, but they do like to get more information and go to the next step. They do like to join email lists, things like that. I don't know. It depends on industry. I'm not a LinkedIn expert. I'm just using an example. My point here, I'm still learning. But let's just say that is a place where you got to go get educated about that place, right? Because LinkedIn is different than what you post on Instagram. Like the language of conversation and how you approach people on that platform is slightly different. Okay. I'm noticing that from the tests that I've been doing and just listening to other people talk about it. So let's just say that is a platform. Then the next question that you have to answer for yourself is, what is the type of content on LinkedIn, for example, that is driving the conversions that I want to have? So if it is moving people from LinkedIn onto your email list, what kind of content is it? Do you want to create a LinkedIn newsletter? Is it going live in LinkedIn? Is it posts on LinkedIn? Then how often do you want to, participate in all that? All those things matter so that you are able to make decisions from a clear place and be able to create a more sustainable strategy versus let me just go post on social media. Cause I could easily tell you go do reels, but that may not be the strategy for you, right? That may not even be what's converting. Maybe you like doing video and I strongly encourage you to do video, but maybe you might have to think about how the video, what kind of video you want to create, how long they're going to be. Like, look at the data is what I'm trying to say. So how do you use social media to drive sales for your course or program? Number one, look at the data. Number two, choose a platform that is benefiting your business the most. So your signature marketing platform where you're getting leads, conversions. Those are the two things that you really want to look at. Not really the growth of the platform, which is great, but really are people going into your social and say, hey, I want to join an email list or buy, right? And then the third thing that you want to do is, what I've learned in selling online is that most people don't buy on social a lot. Like they'll buy clothes, shoes, ads in their feed. Like, and really what happens is those companies where they're buying physical products, those people are being retargeted. It's not that they were, it's a fresh ad to a brand new person is like, hey, you want to buy, these stilettos? No, it's usually that this person was either searching for stilettos and the algorithm picked it up, or they went to that site store, the website for that store, and they got retargeted. So when we think about, selling an online course, we got to think of it that way. Most people won't buy from their first interaction with you, from the first post or story or reel or live stream or whatever. They're going to make that buying decision as a result of seeing you several times. So social media is like any other platform where, look at the data from social. Let's say they meet you on social, whether it's paid or organic. Where do people actually click to purchase? Is it going to be when they join that webinar and they click to purchase? Is it going to be your email list? So also the long-term vision is we don't know how long social is going to be around for. So you definitely want to be building an email list. So my point is, there's several layers to this, but it really always go back to the data, right? Making a decision of which platform will work best for my business right now, based on the conversions that I'm having, the leads that I'm getting. Also looking at the data of what kind of content is actually resonating and providing the conversion. And thirdly, how am I building upon that? And that would be to move people into your email list and put them in some sort of nurturing funnel to get them to the next step with you. And that looks different for everyone. Like I have clients who have webinar funnels. They have automatic challenge funnels. They have email, an email course kind of funnel, video funnel. So there's so many different ways, but emails all around is a great way to sell. I mean, I love email marketing, so that's how you sell on social, is really look at the data and make decisions from that data. And the third and final question, because we're going to wrap this episode up, is can't I just evergreen my program or course and be done with it? The answer is yes, you can do both. But I wanted to share this with you. The best way to grow a curriculum-based business is to sell your offer every day. And it doesn't need, you don't, and okay, there, let me back it up. I have clients who love the launch model. They launch their offer, 2 to 3 times a year or even once, and they love it. So there's no right or wrong way. It really depends on how you see your business, how you want to run your business, right? So if you want to use that open and close model, go for it. But if you're at the place where you're like, yeah, I've been launching this for a while, or I've launched this a few times and I really want to evergreen it, go for it too. But be clear that you are always going to be launching no matter what, whether it's an open or closed cart. Evergreen does not mean you never ever do anything for it. You still have to pump traffic to the machine that you've built. And on top of that, I forgot the percentage right now off the top of my head, but it's only a small percentage of funnels that actually convert at a higher level. So what still is king when it comes to selling your online course or program are live launches. It still actually converts way better than an evergreen process will, right? Now, it doesn't mean that funnels don't work. It doesn't mean that none of that works. It's just if you want to evergreen your program, go for it. Just remember, you still have to do the work. The automation part is not the magic. It's the work that you have to do, the content you have to create to get people to your offer. And again, it goes back to the top question that I answered earlier, is that your funnel won't exist in a vacuum. Your priming work, the content that you create up front, will always have to be really focused on priming your audience to be prepared for that next step with you. You know what I mean? The education around not just how you can help them, your messaging, but also your offer is equally as important as the funnel itself. So yes, you can evergreen your program, but you're never going to be done with it because you're still going to be in a launch mode. Evergreen is just another version of a launch. It's a more automated process, but there's still, if you don't want to do organic, you're still going to have to pump money into ads to get new eyes, new ears, and to retarget people. And you're also going to have to be doing some organic work. Okay. So either way, you can sell your program every day. You can, really grow an incredible profitable business. But I do want to urge you, because I get this question a lot. I was like, I just want to evergreen this thing and be done. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But it also goes back to the data. Is this the life that you want? Do you want to be selling your offer every day? If so, great. Then you really got to get clear about like what that looks like. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You don't need a 12-step funnel. You don't need, this huge massive machine. You can actually simplify. In fact, I help my clients create the funnels that work best for them, their niche, but most importantly, their vision, right? I have clients who just love to write, and they write a killer email funnel, and that is how they're selling their programs. They don't do any upfront webinars or anything like that anymore, and that's cool. So you get to decide what that looks like, but you can't evergreen your program, but you will always have to put in the work, okay? There is nothing that we can create to sell our offers that doesn't require effort and work. Like, if you're trying to get away from that, we want to question whether or not you really want to do this. Because you're going to have to create the momentum for your offer either way. So I want to leave you with this. Get out there and sell your offer every day, especially if you don't have an open and closed model. Don't worry about all of the things that you think that you should have. Get clear on what does selling every day look like for you? What's the data telling you about where people are buying, and then leverage that. So if people are buying straight on social for right now, do that until you can build something that will, work better on the back end. But for most people, from the data that I've seen, is that they do best with a email funnel on the back end, and they're driving traffic to that, right? But again, it goes back to the data and really getting clear on what that looks like for you. All right. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you have any takeaways, take a screenshot, hit me up in my stories on Instagram. I'm at fabiola.giordani, and I'd love to hear from you. And of course, if you're landing on the podcast for the first time, or you've been listening and not subscribing, girl, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Let's be BFFs. And I will see you in our next episode. Bye, gorgeous. Hey gorgeous, ready to nail your next launch? If you have a course or a group program or membership and you know that you can impact more people and get your offer in the hands of the people who need it the most so you can help them have the transformation that they desire, I want to encourage you to go to fabiolajordani.co/launch guide to download my free launch playbook on how to nail your next launch. I am giving you the exact step-by-step process that has helped my clients make multiple 5 and 6 figures in their businesses with their courses, group programs, and memberships. Go ahead and go to fabiolajordani.co/launch guide to download this playbook right now so that you can plan and nail your next launch. I'll see you there. Bye, gorgeous.